USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in a high-stakes call to Chinese President Xi Jinping warned his counterpart of implications and consequences if Beijing decides to give aid to Russia. The Kremlin reached out to China for economic and military help after Russia was hit with sanctions from U.S. and allies after invading Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the ball is in China's court.
China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand and how they want the history books to look at them and view their actions.
Meanwhile, the headquarters of the 36th Ukrainian Naval Infantry Brigade is now a pile of rubble. It was a target of a rocket attack. The number of Marines sleeping there is unknown. Rescuers were searching for bodies. China presses on with extreme COVID shutdowns and mass testing after two deaths were reported, the first mortalities in more than a year. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Four American soldiers were killed when the Osprey aircraft they were traveling in crashed in Norway. The Marines were taking part in a long-scheduled NATO exercise unrelated to the war in Ukraine when the aircraft went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. Alaska Congressman Don Young was known as the Dean of the House due to him being its longest-serving member, first being sworn in 49 years ago. Young's office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. Wall Street rallied this week with encouraging news from the Fed, which announced its first interest rate increases in 4 years. Chairman Jerome Powell stressed confidence that the economy is strong enough to withstand the hikes. A tiny library on Matanikas Island off the coast of Maine wants books that have been banned to stock its shelves. Ava Murray, who came up with the idea, told the Bangor Daily News, they wanted to push back against the impetus of banning books. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
One Republican leader says it's time to declare independence when it comes to being at the mercy of the oil market.
Many Americans are concerned about gas prices across the country. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says producing oil and gas in the United States is more environmentally friendly than buying it abroad.
If the premise of what they care most about is the environment, they should embrace the American companies. American natural gas is 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas.
On Friday, the national average for gas is $4.27 a gallon, according to AAA, down 6 cents from last week's average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Public defenders in Minnesota have reached a tentative contract with the State Board of Public Defense. The Union for the Lawyers and Management worked out a deal in front of a mediator late Friday that averts a strike that could have happened as early as Tuesday that would have brought courts in Minnesota to a standstill. South Carolina can now carry out executions by firing squad. A law that went into effect last year made the electric chair the state's primary execution method, but it also gave inmates the option of choosing between that, lethal injection, or firing squad. The South Carolina Department of Corrections said the capital punishment facility has been redone to carry out the new execution option. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.